We had a distribution. There were distribution of things such as cod liver oil, rosehip syrup, egg powder, milk powder, and a thick type of orange juice. And in the village of Saddle Heath, there were two places to go and collect this. One was at Mr. Cannon's farm, which was just prior to you reach the post office in Saddle Heath. And the other one was a Mrs. Wilson, who was down near the Church of England, in one of the big houses near the Church of England school. The main distributor in Fordingbridge itself was a Mr. Overall, who I believe was a former World War One serving officer. Milk was distributed to the school. I started school at the Congregational Church up in Salisbury Street in Fordingbridge. It is now the United Reformed Church. And a churn of milk used to come in, and this was doled out to us young children. So we carried these enamel mugs backwards and forwards to school with us. And that was doled out around about sort of 10 o'clock time, I think. Meals were taken in the workhouse, of all places, but it became the infirmary, and then it became later on the surgery, and everything is held there. We were marched up to the workhouse, where school dinners were prepared and served in the inmates' dining room. We fed off of scrub tables and benches, and sat on benches, bare walls. It prevented a grim forbidding place unaltered from Victorian times. The food served was wholesome, but very basic and with very little variety. Meat, veg, and usually a steam pudding with jam, semolina, or similar. There was a war on for food was scarce, so you ate what was in front of you. We had to supply the dinner money on a weekly basis, and I believe it started off at ninepence when I started having school dinners there. And eventually we paid one and threepence.